Wongarali Majinu. This is Sunday Brunch with Kim Hoon on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
It's very, very close.
Hiya, I'm Christine, the venue manager for Club Malua.
My name's Jay Bruce, the bowls coordinator at Club Malua.
And tell us about where we're having a chat, Christine.
Yeah, we're just down on site near Club Malua. We actually built a temporary club called the Marquee at Club Malua.
And how are the greens going, Jay?
The greens, they've surprisingly survived with very little damage, so we're pretty lucky in that.
Christine, what were you doing on New Year's Eve?
So on New Year's Eve, I come to Club Malua at 7:30 in the morning to prepare for New Year's night. And I didn't realise that Malua Bay was evacuated and they all got the message on their phone, but I didn't get it because I live in a different suburb. So I come down and was preparing, getting ready in the office, and about 9:30 I felt a bit weird and thought, oh, I better go out and have a look, and I realised it was really red outside of the windows. And I had two of my workers in the actual cool room and a chef in the kitchen area preparing for New Year's Eve. And I rang RFS to see if the fire was coming this way, and by the time we actually got together and evacuated, we left about 10:30 in the morning and the fire come through at 11.
So what were you seeing out of your rear view window as you were leaving?
Well, actually, when we went to the car park, the actual fire, you could see the fire coming through to the car park, and there was big embers landing on our cars. So we were pretty scared and we were driving off, and then we went down to the beach and everybody was in panic mode and you couldn't get through. Where I live, I have to go through a bypass, and I took the wrong turn and cars were stopped, and actually flames were hitting my car as I was going, and cars wasn't moving because there was flames in front, and it was pretty scary.
And you came back the next day?
So I actually come back the next day after that to see, and we were allowed down through the street, and yeah, it was devastation. It was completely gone.
So you didn't know whether you had a job. What was your reaction when you come back the next day?
No, I wasn't sure what was going to happen after that, because we just done $1 million renovations and we're 3 days off announcing the reopening of the new renovations of the club. So I was a bit really upset, and I only just become venue manager, and yeah, so I wasn't sure what was the go there.
We're sitting by the greens and the trees behind you, these stunning tall trees, they're blackened, there's regrowth on them, amazing regrowth. But there's also houses around us that are perfectly fine.
Yeah, well, they were saying that because we actually had a wooden deck and a big amber fell on that, and that's how it's lit up and burnt the club down.
And Christine, how has Club Malua kept going? How long did it take to get something here? It's amazing. How has this happened?
By the time we all gathered around and got together and realised that the greens weren't damaged and we were about to start our pennants back up and running and all the community was ready to bowl, we knew that we had to have some facility for them to come back to. So we put together, and it only took 4 weeks to put a temporary club. We can hold 125 people, and it's amazing. It's beautiful inside.
Yeah, yeah, it's a cracker of a marquee. It's more than a marquee, isn't it? It's pretty swank. I'd live in it. Jay, how long did it take to get people bowling again?
I think from when the fires hit to our first day of bowls, I think about 8 days. So the women were the first ones to have a roll-up or a practice. And I think from then on, we started breaking records of how many people were showing up.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon, and I'm at Club Malua at Malua Bay. I'm sitting on the edge of the bowls club with Christine and Jay. Christine's the venue manager at Club Malua, and Jay's the bowl supremo. And we're talking about how they've got going after the Black Summer. What was the community reaction, both club patrons and also bowlers?
Yeah, they were actually devastated because it's not just a club, it's a community and it's like a family, and they all get together, as you see now behind me. They all just love joining and chatting together. So when they found out that Club Malua was burnt, we all gathered on the greens and had our cries and our tears and our cuddles and reassured them that we will rebuild and it is going to be bigger and better, and they're now confident. They're sitting here at the new, you know, temporary club, and they're going to watch what's going to happen in the rebuild. So yeah, they were pretty devastated at first.
And Jay, what was the outlook and reaction from the bowls community?
The bowls community, they were really behind each other. They were, you know, as I said, we were breaking numbers. There was people left, right and centre always coming from other clubs, coming to support and just having a go in bowls. So, yes.
And now you've got a new challenge. What have you been doing, Jay?
So with the COVID-19 breakout and laws changing and whatnot, we've had to move all of our tables and chairs and a couple of times, actually. So it's been a crazy afternoon.
Have you been talking to patrons? How have they reacted to these social distancing laws?
Yeah, they're pretty shocked at the moment. They think because we're a small town, it's not going to get down here, or they think we're overreacting. But we just got to take these procedures and put it in place and be safe, because you don't know. And yeah, they are older, and so we've got to look after them. They do understand, but they think it's a joke at the moment, and they're a bit shocked on the rules and how the 1.5 metre rule, you have to sit away from each other.
How are you feeling about these last few months that you've been through and about the challenges ahead?
So I had my first son on the 28th of December. It was has been a very stressful 12 weeks, obviously putting in the amount of hard work Chrissy, myself and the other staff members have done to get the club back up and running, plus trying to organise your bowlers where we probably get about 150-odd each week. It's been a really testing time and stressful.
How are you feeling, Christine?
Very exhausted, very stressed and exhausted, but I've still got a smile on my face because I do it for the community. We've had a lot of setbacks to reopen. If everybody knew what we've gone through and the amount of hours we put in just to get it up and running, they would be shocked. But it's done now and we're ready for the new club to be rebuilt.
What's your message for Canberrans and people in the capital region?
Why not come down for a holiday on the beautiful sunny Malua Bay? Greens are open, we've got maximum green space, and why not come have a drink and a game of bowls?
You'll have to try and get over and see before you go back.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.